So today is Pentecost Sunday, and in the scripture that we heard Joe read for us this morning from Joel, the prophet Joel makes a prophecy about the future and says that after a bunch of things happen, then at some point God will pour God's Spirit on all of the world, and that everyone will be blessed by God's Spirit, whether they're young or whether they're old, whether they're male or female, whatever status they have in the world, God's Spirit will be with them and will bless them. And we believe that that's what happened on Pentecost some 2,000 years ago. That God's Spirit came among God's people, and that the good news of God's love for humanity is for each and every one of us. And that all people are blessed by God and called by God. And so on this day, we live into this idea of the priesthood of all believers. That is part of our Protestant heritage. Meaning that God's Spirit is with each and every one of us. And God empowers us to do God's work in the world and to share God's love. And so on this day, we have a few folks who are joining the church, and they're going to share with you a little bit about their journey. So let us open our hearts and minds now to hear from them and God's work in their life.
Good morning. I'm Travis. This is my wife, Erin. We've been around a couple of times, I guess since January. Not too often, unfortunately, because we work very often on Sundays, but wanted to share a little bit about our faith journey and our lives to this point so far with you this morning. We had a little something prepared, and we're just going to kind of wing it, and we'll see how this goes. But I'll let you know how I grew up, and Erin will let you know how she grew up and how we met, and then kind of what's brought us here to this point this morning. So I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. I was born in New York, but moved there when I was 5. And grew up there in a Methodist church, a Middletown United Methodist in Louisville. Was very, very heavily involved in the church and youth group as a child in children's church. I met most of my friends there growing up. My college roommate was one of my best friends from church. So certainly that's always played a very important role in my life and in my family's life. I became a Christian, I think, when I was like 10 or 11 officially, at a summer camp called Camp Lucon, which in Litchfield, Kentucky. I don't know if you have any familiarization with that. John does. It's a Methodist church camp in Kentucky, and actually that's where Erin and I met the summer before freshman year of high school. But became a Christian there during a presentation play about the Passion of the Christ, which was kind of began my faith journey officially. Obviously, things over time change and grow, and the faith becomes your own as you get confirmed and kind of understand how your faith morphs into something that you own and that you take charge of versus just that of your families. But that's my faith journey. We went to college together, which we'll get into in a little bit, but our faith journeys kind of morphed together there, but that's my story up to that point.
Hello, I'm Erin Spaulding, and I was born in Delaware, and anyway, I moved to Louisville, Kentucky when I was tiny. I grew up there at Christ Church United Methodist, which is a sister church, I guess, Middletown. And I actually, John was one of our associate pastors, and so we have a history with him, and I was involved in the youth group there too, and I got to go to Costa Rica one summer, spring break or something, and John went too with our group, and I think he was part of my family group too, so that's a fun memory. and then Camp Lucon too was a big part of my faith journey as well. I think that's where I committed my life to Christ as well. So,
as I said, we met the summer before freshman year of high school, but didn't date until actually our senior year of high school and went to college together. We were telling somebody last night at dinner, I asked Erin out on my 18th birthday. I like drove over to her house before school started because we went to different high schools and had this really big romantic gesture, like, do you want to be my girlfriend for my 18th birthday? And she told me, no, thank you.
No, I said, I don't know, maybe.
And then later she said, no, thank you, yeah. In her defense, I had it sounds like a lot of game, from an 18-year-old to like drive over to her house, and it's very smooth. But I think a couple months before that, I had asked her out on Facebook, like on a Facebook message, which is not cool. And she was very little game. So she had a little bit of reservation, I think, rightfully so. But we started dating a couple months later, went to college together. That's kind of our story. As far as how kind of things went in college, I'll let Aaron speak about that. Oh, I can, that's fine. We did have a plan, but it's kind of going to the wayside, that's okay. We went to University of Kentucky in Lexington at UK. We're very involved there at a place called Christian Student Fellowship, a massive, you know, multiple thousand kind of students that were involved in that, which was kind of different for us. Growing up, we grew up at good sized Methodist churches, but nothing like what we saw there. But did really get involved in small groups there, in Bible studies, and different outreach opportunities that program had for the campus, which we really enjoyed. I think that's where we really kind of learned the importance of small groups, of accountability, of finding people in your life that can speak truth into your life, can speak encouragement. When you go through hard things in college, when you experience all that you experience in college and the way that you grow from when you're 18 to when you're 22, it's a big kind of time of change and adjustment. A lot of your life's habits and the way that you think is kind of transformed and made there. And so I think we found it very important to have that community around us in college to kind of help support us and to make us into good Christians, into people that really tried to live out for God every day. I went to medical school, and then Erin finished out her year of nursing school, and then we got married in 2014, moved back to Louisville, and finished up medical school there. We really thought we'd stay there. Erin's family's from there, as is mine. We have a lot of friends there, and we really thought we'd stay. But I came to Vanderbilt for my interview for residency and really found that I really liked it, and I felt like God was calling us here. And I don't know, I can't explain why or how or why that feeling was there, but I couldn't really deny it. And so we prayed about it and talked through it and ended up matching here, which was a great blessing, but a very scary thing for us to move here away from family last June. And intern year and residency is just a kind of a beast of a thing. There's lots of hours and lots of a lot of time at the hospital, not a lot of time here, which is why you don't always see us around. But we've been so blown away by God's blessings and provisions since moving here. This congregation at Blakemore has been just wonderful. We've met a lot of friends in my program and outside of the program here that have supported us and blessed us and kind of given us that Christian community that we left from back home to come here. Erin has an awesome new job that she really enjoys, and as hard as my work is, I really do enjoy it, and I feel like the people that I'm around at our work are really wonderful. So we were certainly drawn here to Blakemore for a number of reasons. One, we kind of had a connection with John, or Erin did at least, and we really fell in love with his teaching, how practical it is, that this church's desire to show social justice and to help those around us in a really practical way. I feel like this congregation is diverse. There's not a cookie cutter member of Blakemore UMC. There's lots of us, and it takes the whole village to make this place run and to function and to represent what it stands for. And I think that reflects the kingdom of God in a very true and powerful way. And I think that really spoke to us as we were looking for places to join and places to feel, to call home. That was something very important to us. As far as our faith journey goes now, I think as young Christians, just been married for a couple of years, trying to really define how Christ leads our marriage, will lead our future family, finding that balance, that how that looks in our lives is important to us and something that you all can help us with, and we'll ask for your support in that. I think finding and seeking God in the busyness of our lives and how we're often doing some, we're often working and not often at home and often having time to truly dedicate a lot of time to reading the Bible and to praying and to doing things that we would otherwise like to do. And so trying to organize that in our minds and see what that looks like is important for us. And that's something else that we're kind of growing into in our faith journey. But we're really grateful to be here today to join your church. to be a part of what you're doing around here in Nashville and around the world. And we hope that we can be a blessing to you all as you've been a blessing to us. We're looking forward to meeting all of you and to being a part of this.
Well, mine's not going to be quite as formal because we found out about this last night at dinner. And so I went to bed after this massive meal and LaDonna and Ron hosted last night, which I want to say thank you for. It was extremely nice, especially for someone like me who doesn't get real food very often. I think I had seconds and, it was quite enjoyable. I came to Blakemore last fall for the first time. No connection, actually, to be honest. I just ran by this church, moved over to this area, and I thought it was pretty. And I had checked out lots of Methodist churches over the years in Nashville. I'm currently still a member of my hometown church. I grew up Methodist and was very involved. I still am. I'm from West Tennessee, Dresden. I still even teach Sunday school when I'm home, help my mother with Wednesday night kids, do lots of things with the church. But over the years when I moved to Nashville, I never really found a home church. I tried big ones, I tried little ones, I tried neighborhood ones, that kind of thing. And never felt like, moving my membership, I still felt more connected to my home church. So I just want to say a little bit that that's a real testament to this church, that I think that you guys, do welcome new people. I also like that when I miss church, you call me out on it. Sometimes I try to say, I was like, I was at church, but it's great that you notice because it makes someone like, especially like myself who's single, know that people are paying attention, that you're there or you're not there. John's been great about reaching out to me if I've missed, and that's something that you need. I want to become an active member of the church. I enjoy doing that at my hometown, and I hope to get to know all of you as well. Thank you so much.